Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber of Commerce upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Coach Crosby. Brandon, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really well. So thank you for taking the time and congratulations on being the new head coach.
Absolutely. We're very excited over there.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to start this out with, you know, kind of said that I told you this before we went on air. I question your sanity bringing Riff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, no. I've heard that a couple times, but no, he's been instrumental in, you know, helping me be a first-year head coach. Obviously, he kind of knows how the program works and how Durango works. So,
right.
He's been very positive. I love him. Couldn't be happier to, you know, have him on staff.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
and full of laughs.
Yep, laughter and positivity, and that's kind of what we're leaning towards right now and turning this thing around.
Yeah. So before we went on air, you're kind of just talking, you know, beforehand. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You said something that just fascinates me. You lived in 27 places.
Yeah.
In Orange County.
Yep.
Growing up.
Correct. So I was born in Boise, Idaho. My mom had me at 17.
Uh-huh.
So we moved out of there when I was about 4. You know, single parent household, no dad.
Yeah.
Kind of everyone's got their story type deal.
Sure.
But yeah, living in Orange County and, you know, rent and bills and all that kind of stuff. And kind of, you know, sometimes the saying, it takes a village to raise a kid. And,
sure.
I was fortunate enough to have enough friends and family that, you know, when times were tough, you could, you know, hang out and stay in certain places. And
right.
But, you know, it's part of the story and it's a part of why I do what I do now. And I wouldn't have changed it for anything.
So, yeah. Well, and that to me just speaks volumes too, because you mentioned you have one of your report cards.
Yes.
On your wall in your office.
Yeah. So when I moved into the head coach's office, I painted a wall and kind of put my spin on things and tried to put a little bit of piece of me throughout the office, and so. I was hesitant at first, but I thought it would be good because it does tell my story from a from a reality type that this was me. So I have a report card alongside a note from the Portland Trailblazers, which I was getting scouted at a high school from an agent and a scout type deal.
Whoa!
And so next to that is a report card with a bunch of absences and a bunch of really bad grades and low attendance and achieving under ability and. It is a good talking point because of what I do and the conversations that I have on a regular basis.
Sure.
Obviously, academics is the most important thing that we do as football coaches.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell our kids, it's, you know, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So if you can't take care of your business in the classroom, you know, you probably need to reprioritize what's important and where you want to be.
Right.
At Fort Lewis, is football important? Is academics important? You know, how do we, you know, coexist with each other?
Right.
So,
well, you are a student athlete. So
correct.
Student is first.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, we have a really good group of guys. I've coached at every level from high school to junior college. I was a junior college kid and, you know, sometimes there's a negative connotation. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of kids that were like me that, needed some guidance. And that's, you know, again, that's why I do what I do. And
sure.
I do believe that, you know, I'm one of the most relatable coaches out there in the country because of, you know, we all kind of have our story, but, I've been through some things and I can, you know, have empathy and sympathy for certain situations, and they respect that and know that I'm real with them and I'm here to help.
Well, being a player's coach, you know, and being a mentor to many of these student athletes, and, you know, you might be the only father figure yourself.
Absolutely. I think, you know, not having a father growing up, you kind of just, you're around your friends and you see their dads and you kind of pick the things that you like and the things you didn't like. And, you know, I don't have any kids yet.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 dogs, but I kind of joke around my players, these are my kids.
Fur babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And So it's a good perspective, and you know, I think, you know, they respond to it.
Right. So the other burning question I have, and you mentioned the Portland Trail Blazers. Have you beat Riff and Noon basketball?
You know, I've heard some war room stories about Noon Ball. I heard
talk.
He was pretty good back in the day. It's funny. I put together an intramural team. So I got Coach, you know, Danny Stephenson and Orlando over there, and Coach Nady was a McDonald's All-American as well. Yeah. I think we might have had the biggest lineup in D2 for intramural basketball, but yeah, we took the championship last Thursday.
Oh, look at you guys.
We made a little highlight video, and the players weren't too happy about it.
Oh,
but
that's funny.
It's good to get out there and kind of show them, you know, we're competitive. We don't, right. You know, we don't really get those opportunities often anymore, so.
That's awesome.
They can see we take it seriously.
We'll have to come and watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what time you play?
Yeah.
So let's shift gears a little bit, into the football program, and talk about some of the vision that you have, you know, and for those listening, I worked at Fort Lewis Athletics before I took the chamber job, 7 years as a corporate fundraiser, which really opened my eyes to the inner workings of Division II athletics. And I'm going to disclose, kind of going off on a side tangent, sorry, but there aren't really any players that are on full rides. People always think, oh, well, you know, I got all these football players that are on these big scholarships, not at the D2 level.
No, you know, there's some, you know, FCS levels, they do partials. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have a kid on, you know, $500 up to $10,000. It just depends on the situation and, you know, off their financial aid and their academic merit. Division II is definitely a different beast. I've been at another D2, I've been at D3, I've been at all the other levels. Each school has its own little, you know, differences. And, you know, we're not fully funded. You know, I'm sure there's some schools in the RMAC that are fully funded.
Right.
So we don't really work off equivalencies, and you know, kind of joke around. We're kind of playing with we don't have a full deck. So, you know, you got to be smart with your money, and you know, I have a business background. I was actually, you know, we were talking earlier about I started a headset company and ran a few businesses, and you know, made some okay money enough to get me back into coaching. And I think you know, running a football team and a program mm-hmm. like this, there's a lot to it than just football,
right?
Obviously, so managing your roster with money and fundraising and all that stuff, and just having managerial skills from your players to your coaches to getting us, you know, out in the community and stuff like that is important.
So how did you know, looking at the team and the makeup, you know, and I keep picking on Riff, but I remember, you know, hey, how are you guys going to do this year? He goes, oh, I'll tell you at the end of the season,
right?
You know, and right. you know, trying to look in that crystal ball. Returning players, you know, the recruiting season, how are things looking that way?
You know, we had a really tough season as far as injuries. You know, we came in and we weren't necessarily able to recruit because of certain things. And so we've fixed all those problems. I've got 5 quarterbacks that I feel very, very good about.
Wow.
You know, last year we had Lowry went down early. And then after that, you know, some of those other guys had to step in that maybe or may not, you know, they weren't ready. And so we did the best that we could. You know, we filled some spots on the O-line. We had the 3 D1 transfers.
Nice.
One of them's from Army. The other one's from Wyoming, and the other one's from Fresno State. So those guys bring some leadership, especially to the weight room right now.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to get on the field because of the snow, so yeah. we're kind of pounding home the weight room. But you know, I feel very confident in what we've fixed and filled. You know, there's a few pieces that we still need to help out on, maybe the D-line a little bit. But, you know, again, you look at it, we've got some decent depth. Mm-hmm. And you talk to any coach in the country right now, we think we're going to go undefeated. So
yeah,
it's all real positive, and I think the team can see that we're making moves in the right direction and getting the right guys in here to make us successful.
Yeah. So what are some of the biggest challenges that you know that you look at? Is it you know, scholarships, equivalencies, things of that nature? You know, we can always use more money,
right?
You know, and
right.
Help that way.
You know, that's a really good question. It's a really tough question for me to answer because yeah. I hate even looking at any type of negativity.
Sure.
You know, every school has their battles and their hills that they got to climb. But
right.
For us, I think we're in a really good place. You know, we're not, you know, we know what we're funded scholarship wise.
Right.
You know, I think as long as we can manage our roster with as long as we know what we have,
right.
I can navigate that a little bit.
Sure.
It's when you get kind of a curveball or something that throws a wrench in things, and all of a sudden you're really struggling.
Well, and I would think, you know, the big struggle too, you mentioned the injuries.
Right.
And going into the season, you're going to have, you know, All-American quarterback, All-American receiver, whatever the situation might be, you know, D-end. And an injury can really shift.
Yeah,
you know, a lot.
After this last season, people were always like, you know, was your team good? Like, to me, there's good teams and bad teams, and what I'm saying by that is there's teams with good quarterbacks and there's yeah. teams with bad quarterbacks.
Right.
You don't see a lot of, you know, 10-1 teams with an average quarterback. Not to say mm-hmm. that,
sure.
know, but we were, you know, it was musical chairs back there. And,
yeah.
Every week, I mean, we had to start a receiver at quarterback for 2 or 3 games and just to try to get by and not embarrass myself.
Sure.
But again, I think that, you know, we knew what we needed. We took care of those issues mid-year, and we signed a bunch of good guys coming in for the fall. And I don't have any concerns on our recruiting wise. I mean, I've been quoted before, but I think recruiting is the foundation of any program. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why Auburn and, you know, Alabama and Clemson are good. It's because they got the best players in the country.
Yep.
So, you know, we got to try to find that middle ground and
right.
make it work.
Yeah, how do you go about finding the middle ground, like you mentioned? I mean, is it looking at, you know, junior colleges? Is it looking at, you know, the top, you know, people that are coming from programs that are winning and out of high school? Obviously, positions you're trying to fill.
Yeah.
So where do you start with that? And I know we're through the cycle now, but
yeah. You know, it's really comes down to me vetting who we recruit. You know, you got to really. It's easy to watch a highlight film, and it's easy to look at the attributes, the measurables. You know, the height, the weight.
Right.
But if you don't sit down with a kid and get to know him on a personal level, you don't know what to expect when he gets here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I do a really good job of just trying to get to know the kid and know that, you know, the expectations and setting a standard so he's aware of what he's, you know, expected to do when he gets here.
And bringing the culture and living the culture that you're
right.
the foundation of what you're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you got to hold their hand and walk them through it. But, you know, the kids that we've recruited and the ones that are coming in are high character kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're high GPA kids.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's where you want to start. And, you know, we'd love to get more involved in the high school realm. But again, it's tough to compete with some of the other schools in our conference. And, you know, financially and merit-based and all that, it's just,
right.
you know, a lot of kids don't want to leave school $100,000 in debt.
Yeah, no.
And so, you know, I mean, all the kids that I recruit, regardless if they want to come to Fort Lewis or not, I'm always there to help them make the best decision for them because I kind of joke, I don't want to trick anybody. I'm not trying to
right.
fool anybody to be here. Because if you do that, then they're here and they're unhappy. And now you got to deal with, you know,
sure.
that whole culture thing you're talking about. Now you got locker room lawyers and, you know,
right.
you're moving in the wrong direction.
Well, and that, to me, that is, you know, again, you're you know, changing these young men into men, you know, and being, like we said, and being a mentor for them. I can't believe I'm looking at the clock and I've got about a minute left.
Okay.
So what have I not covered you want to cover? You got about 45 seconds.
Yeah. Just, you know, for everyone that's listening, you know, we're real excited about the program and where we're going. I think it's going to be a really exciting year for what we do as a football team. We're working on trying to get more involved in the community so, you know, the community knows our players and knows who they are and can recognize them and see them, you know, if they're downtown.
Yeah.
So, you know, coaching staff's doing a good job. Our, you know, Coach Nady and Coach Tiegler are running the weight room right now, and we're getting bigger, stronger, faster, the whole deal. So,
yeah. Will you come back?
Absolutely. I'll come back every day if you
need me. You know, I got to drag you back in because I can't believe how fast this went, honestly. And welcome to, you know, back and being head coach. And
thank you
very
much.
If there's anything from the chamber and I can do to help, please reach out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach Crosby, we'll get you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I promise.
Anytime. We're available.
All right. And tell Riff. You're going to whoop up on him a noon ball.
Yeah, right? I will.
Pass that along for me. Yeah. All right, check it all out, too, at goskyhawks.com. And we got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.